podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill.
Podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar, beers and babble. Cheers.
What? You're so burnt.
Yeah, but not there.
Oh, okay. Well, you said ow, so I was like,
I'm no, gonna... I'm Farmer Tan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it's all right. It's not bad. Ooh, there you go. Good crack. And that crack means welcome back to the Basement Bar, beers and babble. We got another fantastic show for you this evening and or this morning. Oh, no, it's afternoon now. So, yeah.
We brought Colin back.
Yeah, we kept him in the third chair. Him in the third chair. He was so much fun. We wanted to have him around again. So, welcome back, Colin. How are you feeling? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you guys for having me back.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. It was fun the first time. That's why we had to bring you back.
Yeah.
And we got to talk to him about how he looks so burnt. I mean, look at the nose. Look at the forehead and everything. It looks great. Don't get me wrong. I've just never seen a tan on you, and they finally got you out in the sun over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I had the SPF 70 on, and still burnt. My whole scalp is burnt through my hair. It's pretty awful. Yeah.
Well, run us through where you went.
Okay. So, Our family invited us down. They got us down to Key West there. My aunt and uncle have a house in Cudjoe Key, which is just north or technically east, but they say north and south of Key West down there. And
okay.
Yeah, spent the week down there. It was a lot of fun. We did a lot of crazy things. We went to a Foreigner concert.
That's awesome. First night,
yeah. Well, the second night. The first night, I spent 13 hours on planes and airport. It was stupid. It kept getting delayed and everything. Jeez. It was awful.
I think one of my favorite texts I got from you was, like, you were running me through. They got to the Foreigner concert. You sent me a bunch of pictures and stuff like that. And it was all these text messages about all these great ideas he was thinking of and everything like that. And then one just said, ... double vision, ... And I was like, oh, he's drinking.
No, it was... Through my eyes is that double vision.
I read that so wrong.
Yeah.
I was like,
no,
oh, this is
because that's
the
drinking. Video I sent to you.
Yeah.
It was double vision.
You're right.
You silly bastard.
No, you are right. And just don't get me wrong. I was sitting at a table having dinner with some friends, so I wasn't watching anything, and I just got a text that said double vision. I was like, oh, I'm getting hammered right now.
No.
I was like, in the middle, he had to step back and go, oh, my God, I got double vision.
No, so we get there. And I wanted to have Jason on for the show, but he has other things he had to do. And,
well, he just got home too.
So. Yeah, and he's got a dental appointment and stuff, so it'll be a while before he's able to be on the show talking and stuff with us. But the bus gets down there, we had this great taxi service the whole trip. That they were phenomenal. Elio and Shavaz. I think was his name,
wow,
Shavaz, and Dan.
Oh.
And so, Don was his name.
Oh,
yeah.
Elio, Shavaz, and Don.
Don. Yeah. But they're all related. They run this taxi company down
there.
Okay,
nice.
And they had become friends with Uncle Marty, and so they were premium. They're
Marty.
Real nice, yeah. And he drops us off. We get down there. We're about to go through security to get in, and Jason goes, oh, shit, I have all my knives on me. Like, he didn't even think about it. Take him off.
Oh,
and
geez.
Poor guy. So he goes and he's like, he just immediately goes to a police officer that's standing near there. And he's like, hey, man, I got my knives on me. I completely forgot. He's like, how do you want to handle this? And the cop's like, all right. Brings him over to his car. And he takes the knives out. He starts to, I think he had two or three on him. And after the second one, the cop's like, where's the gun? And he's like, back at home. And no. And he's like, all right, well, here's my card. This is my cell number on it. Come meet me after the show. If you can't find me, call me. You know, we'll get it squared away. And so that was real
well,
nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was real nice. He held the knives for him. And we get in, and there's a tent right there when you first get in. It has all the beer, liquor, all that. Yep, so we go up there. And I'm used to venues being expensive, you know.
Yeah, but super expensive.
Yeah. It was $8 for Bud Light.
Oh.
But a 12-ounce Bud Light.
Oh.
And I was like, what? What the what? Like,
that's
normally
terrible.
You go in, it's $8-$9, and you get a tall boy.
Yeah.
No, it was $8 for a 12-ounce. I went, well, I guess I'm having one. Like, you know. So we have some drinks. We find our seats. And once we found the seats, then we started tooling around. It was a smaller venue, too.
Oh, okay.
It was an amphitheater.
Cool.
It was outside, right on the ocean. And you can see this wild storm rolling in. But it was supposed to dissipate before it hit us. And it was colder to them. It was like 70, so I'm great. I'm feeling fine. And I'm walking back around, and there's a couple other vendors here and there. And one of them was a brewery and a food truck type deal, and they had tap beer. And I was like, oh, cool. So I went up, and they had $8 for an IPA for a 16-ounce draft. And I was like, I looked back at the other lady with $8 Bud Light, and I was just like, what the? So I stayed with that guy the rest of the night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
He probably made the most money.
Yeah.
But I get, so I go, and I was like, yeah, I'll take the IPA. And it gets halfway through, and it's like, bah, 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 bah. And he goes, he's like, the kit taps killed. He's like, I'll give you another one for free if you want. I was like, all right, sure, I'll take that one. And so I got two beers, a beer and a half, really, for the price of one. I was like, hell yeah. Well, that second one wasn't that good. I had to kind of choke that guy down. And so I went back, and I'm like, no, they were still out. It wasn't until, like, the end that they had, so we really didn't drink too much there.
Yeah.
But no, Foreigner, we went and saw Foreigner. That was phenomenal. They're a great band, man. Cold as Ice, Double Vision, all that. It was, really, really great show.
Been going for a long time.
It got super cold for everybody else. And they sold out of hoodies, $60 a hoodie.
Wow.
And they sold out of their hoodies. And but I was sitting there like, hey, and that was great. Poor Tiffany's freezing because she's always cold.
Yeah, right. So, she's like, 90 degrees, give me a sweatshirt.
Yeah, she's like, but I'm not paying $60 for a hoodie. Yeah, she's just shivering. I was like, all right, man.
I love her.
I was so like, funny. Yeah, we really don't have money. We didn't bring, we didn't bring a whole lot of money at all
because
that Marty and Mona were super gracious to us and provided everything.
Yeah.
Like, it was phenomenal for them. It was, it was absolutely wild.
Yeah, that's cool. It's probably good to have family down every once in a while,
Yeah.
Like that. So they're probably just like, hell yeah, come on down. Like, this is our home.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get to take Colin next year.
That's
so
awesome.
That'll be real cool. They already invited us back. And, sweet. And so they're like, yeah, bring Colin all those. So,
nice.
It'll be a lot of fun.
That's really cool.
But we had, we did that. We went to the concert. Oh, before the concert, we went to Schooners. Schooners Wharf. Schooners Wharf Bar. Down there.
Okay.
And the beautiful thing about Key West is all the restaurants, everything, are all open. They're all like patios.
Yeah.
And so you can smoke anywhere.
Nice.
And then you can take your beer anywhere. Downtown.
Yeah.
You just walk around with a beer and nobody cares. It's like Vegas with hippies. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Haitians. There were a lot of Haitians everywhere.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And so we're down there at the Schooner's Wharf, and What boat is docked right in front of me? Out of all the boats in the world, what boat do you think is right fucking there?
Oh, don't tell me it's the USA sailboat that goes around. What was it?
The Appledore.
No fucking way.
The boat from Bay City.
Wow, you saw what you see year-round here.
Yeah, what we see year-round. Once a year, they take a trip down. It takes a couple months. They sail all the way down the Atlantic coast, and they made it down. And, it was the frickin' Appledore.
That's
so I had to take
amazing.
A picture. I was like, hey, we know them.
Yeah, like you're like, I live 3 minutes from them.
Yeah, really.
Sorry for all you listeners if that clicked or anything. I just whacked my tooth with the microphone.
I used to do that with a beer bottle all the time. That's why that tooth
was
chipped.
I remember that was
fucking hit my mouth all the time.
One of the first facts. That was one of the first facts I ever known about you.
You're like, why is that tooth chipped? I'm like, because I drank.
Yeah. Like, and I drank, and I want to drink fast.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that was an absolute blast. We did that.
Awesome. I know on the St. Paddy's Day podcast, you talked about like the world's tiniest bar. Take me through that. I want to know about that.
So that was day...
Like, is it just short or is it tiny or what is it?
Two? Yeah, that was the second day we were there.
Okay.
We did the Duval crawl. We went down Duval Street, which is kind of like Bourbon Street or, you know, Fremont, the main drag. Fremont. Yeah, it's like the main drag.
Or like, what is the one in the New Orleans?
Bourbon Street.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of bars down there. We had lunch at the Hog's Head. That's where the guy was screaming, like, go back to your home on Whore Island.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth, you whore. Like, that's funny. Yeah, I was like, Jesus. The food was very good, but very small portion. Jason and I both got this brisket, burnt end mac and cheese.
I love burnt ends, man.
Oh, yeah. I love them, too. But it was this big for, like, $20.
Oh, my Lord.
I was like, what the? You can't
size
see
of a
it.
Baseball?
Yeah. It was like a softball. Like softball amount. Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. It tasted really good, but it was not. Yeah. So we're like, well, we're not coming back here again.
Right. Yeah. You're like, I want to pay $20 more, but I don't.
Yeah. You the know? Cool thing about the Hog's Head is they have cameras everywhere and they stream them all live. And you can go to their website and see the camera streaming live.
See how busy it is. Yeah.
So Jason and Chrissy went up and they were waving at the camera and they had texted one of their friends back home. And so they got a screenshot of them on the camera. Waving at them.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I left my phone on accident at the house. I was using Tiffany's phone.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anybody's numbers. So that's otherwise.
That's really cool.
Yeah. That was neat. And we went to Hemingway's house. As we always talk about Ernest Hemingway. Yeah. We went to the Hemingway house. It is this huge mansion in the middle of Key West, and it has the first in-ground pool in America ever built that was down there, and there are 59 cats that roam the grounds.
That's amazing.
And most of them have six toes because Hemingway had six-toed cats.
That's wild.
Yeah, and so a lot of them are still descendants of like the original cats down there.
Yeah,
you know, six toes. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
It was, it's this huge house and all this. I was like, wow, writing, you know, must have made a fortune back in the day. Well, no. It was his wife's uncle, Uncle Gus, I think, but he started Pfizer, the company Pfizer.
Yeah.
So he's a billionaire in the
20s. Yeah.
And he paid for the house, bought him new cars, put that pool in, did all this, everything. Like, yeah, that's where all that came from.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But that was fascinating. We visited the southernmost point. There's this huge line, you know, that everybody's in front of. And I was like, there's nobody in the street. So we just walked down the street and then just kind of took a selfie. And then we went to the southernmost bar. And
nice.
Key lime shots. That's, all the way down. We had key lime shots and did the Jaeger bombs at the Irish bar. And,
nice.
World's smallest bar. Yep. Yeah. We did key lime shots there. And
cool.
I was trying to play a joke. And, of course, Tiffany and Chrissy wouldn't go along with it because they don't. They're not yes and improvers, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the lady's like, where are y'all from? And I was like, we're from Michigan. And they're from Colorado. I was like, we just met these assholes at the bar like 20 minutes ago. We thought they were real cool. So we started walking around with them. And she's like, are you serious? That's so cool. And Tiffany's like, no, it's not. We're family. That. And I was like, why do you got to ruin the joke, man? Yeah.
Trying to make that lady feel nice.
Yeah. Like, have a story for her to tell. Yeah. Like, well, these randos just met up. Like, nope. Had to ruin it. But, yeah. Visited all the knick-knack shops and got some presents. I got some art from a local artist and stuff. And then we were talking about, oh, crap. I don't have her information. Jason took down her information. Hang on. Did he send it to me? Because we talked to this lady down there. And it would be super cool if I had her info. Dang it.
Oh, man.
No, he didn't send me the info.
Okay.
Damn, because she was super nice. And I was like, yeah, we'll shout you out on the show. And it'll be another show that once I get the info from her. She was real nice. She was making, she did these beautiful paintings.
Oh, really?
And then, like, framed them and everything. And, yeah, it was real
cool.
But
overall, good trip.
Yeah, we went deep sea fishing.
Yeah, I want to hear about that big time.
So we took a 45-foot, 12-foot-wide, like, catamaran. It was 1,200 horsepower, had four engines on the back. It was this
big boat.
big fishing boat, and had all these GPS radar-y, anything and everything's
fish
on
finders
it.
On it.
Yeah, it was crazy. And took that out 100 miles west off to the coast of Tortuga. And we hit all these shrimp boats. So their thing is what you do is you go up to the shrimp boat at, because we left at 5 o'clock in the morning. So about an hour out, 6 a.m., the sun's starting to come up, you finally start hitting the shrimp boats. So what you do is you go up to the shrimp boat and you ask them for trash. Trash is all the extra stuff that they catch, and they're all like crabs, seahorses, starfish, little fish, all these everythings. But they just kill them and then huck them off the boat. So you want that trash because that's what you use for bait. You use for chum and stuff. So we got a couple bags of trash from them, and then we were bartering with every boat. We stopped at like 8 shrimp boats, and you would trade them Bud Light, whiskey, or cigarettes, and you would get bags of shrimp. And these shrimp are like 5 inches. They're huge jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
We got 160 pounds worth of shrimp, $2,500 worth of shrimp for 2 cases of Bud Light, a fifth of Wild Turkey whiskey, and a carton of Marlboro Reds.
Nice. That's awesome.
And then we were out fishing, and there wasn't many fish. And they were like, this is so strange. Normally, we hit blackfin tuna and all these, cobia and all these everything. And it wasn't until the last stop, there was this tower just in the middle of the ocean, like that used to be a military tower or something. It's abandoned. And that's where all the fish were. And Tiffany caught a like 4-foot, 60-pound cobia. And they were like, oh, that's too small. You have to throw it back
in. That's crazy.
I was like, that's too small.
To be that big.
One of the other guys caught a 5-foot, almost 100-pound cobia. And they were like, okay, that one they can keep. And I snagged a 5-foot, like 80 to 100-pound shark.
Yeah, that's
It sucked so bad. I fought it for 15 minutes. I was like, I couldn't hang on to the pole anymore. These poles we were using were like $650 poles, so I don't want to let go of it.
Right.
But I had no strength left, and this thing just kept any little, like, little bit I gave, it just whoom, would go back down. The shark was kicking my ass, man. But I finally brought it in, and I was like, and that is the last time I am doing that again. I was like, I'll go out on this trip with you again. I was like, but I'll be a happy observer. I was like, I am not struggle bussing for.
It had to be cool, though. You brought in a shark, though.
Yeah, it was cool, but it almost killed me. I was like, I had to sit down. I was blurred vision, lightheaded. I was, dude, I almost died. It sucked.
Shark almost killed you.
Yeah, really.
Without eating you. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's Dad. Fun. Huh? You should tell him about the iguanas.
Oh, yeah. So there's chickens everywhere down there, too, and iguanas. And they're like squirrels, man. They're everywhere. They're in the trees, and the chickens just roam around, the roosters and everything, and they're protected. You can't touch them like the pigeons in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So all the – but the iguanas, when it gets colder, they fall out of the trees. And then because they fall, they like break their necks and shit, and they all die.
Oh, my God.
And so Marty's like, oh, yeah, I got to clean iguanas up like every week because they just boom, boom. Like,
oh, my God. Did you hear them?
No, we didn't. It didn't get cold enough there. Oh, okay. It was like colder that one day, but it wasn't cold enough to make them drop.
Oh,
but we did see a few of them.
Doom, doom, doom.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we did see a few iguanas. That was really neat. And saw a lot of osprey. They look like bald eagles. Yeah. Saw a stingray, a couple giant sea turtles. Really?
Was this when you were out on the boat?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we went out to Marvin Key. And at one point, it's so all these keys are sand deposits built up on coral reefs.
Okay.
So that whole place, all that 100 miles down there is like a coral reef.
Yeah.
That little islands, but they're not islands, they're keys,
have
been made out of. And in between the keys, it's only like 5 to 12 feet deep. That's it. It's very shallow.
Yeah.
And so at one point when we were taking the boat out to Marvin Key, the boat bottomed out.
Oh, no.
And so Jason and I had to get these poles and like push the boat
no way
into the deeper for like half a mile into deeper. Dude, it sucks so bad. But we finally get out to Marvin Key, and it's like this huge sandbar, white sand, and we docked up there, and we grilled Kogel Viennas.
Nice.
Yeah, we're like, got to be the only people out, you know, in the ocean doing grilling Kogel Vienna.
It's yep. So fucking Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And don't get me wrong, guys. These people, well, I don't know about the other one, but I know Jason is from Bay City, right? He reigns
yeah,
from
Pinconning,
here.
Bay City, yeah, originally, but he's been out in Colorado now for like 13 right. years.
But
or
still,
so.
Just doing the Kogel thing is total Michigander. You know, that's just
oh, yeah.
funny.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. My Aunt Marty and Mona, they're from Michigan, so.
Yeah. Are they? Yeah, that's sweet. So all of you guys went then on this fishing trip?
Yeah. Right? Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, except Mona. She didn't go.
Oh,
she doesn't care for it.
No, yeah. She's
it is like, very rocky. It's very, I mean, you're out.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the huge ocean, mm-hmm. and it's.
You get the
and
sea
even
legs.
That, they said it was a milder day. And I was like, I don't want to be on a bad day.
Oh, I know. Like, well, it was even like that beautiful day when we were down on the cruise or whatever, and we did the jet skis, and we got way too far
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
And like to where both of our jet skis went down, and that wave came up.
Oh, yeah. It was
and then
like 4 foot
waves.
As
soon as we came back up, we said, yeah. We got to go back. Like, we got to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. It was that. And you're going, a boom. Oh, boom.
Yeah.
Oh, boom. Yeah, it sucked. Yeah.
It was probably pretty sweet, though.
Like it was. It was really cool, but it was very bumpy, wavy. Yeah. Like, I'm still, it's been a few days, and I'm still rocky.
Really?
From it. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because you guys were out there a long time that day.
Yeah, 11 hours out
wow.
on the boat.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That's where you got your tan from. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no, it was from the Marvin Key day, because I didn't wear a hat. I was just lathering
gotcha.
Up, and I didn't think about it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the other day, they bought me an actual, like, like an
bucket
Uncle
hat.
Dad hat.
Yeah.
Like the, yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. What? So, yeah, that was Key West, man.
That's
it was
awesome.
A blast. And I can't wait for next year to bring Colin out
yeah.
there. He'll have a blast. You love fishing. You get after fishing and stuff, right?
Yeah, I love fishing.
Okay. Nothing to elaborate. Just, I love fishing. All right, back to you, Bob.
What's it? It going to rain.
It going to rain. It rained sideways.
What's your favorite fish? What's the favorite?
You want us to bring you anything? Soup. What kind of soup? Chunky.
Oh, what's your favorite fish you ever caught?
I ain't catch many, but I like sucker fishing.
I ain't catch many in my day. But the ones I did catch, they were fun. What's your favorite? I'm sorry.
I like sucker fish.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, sucker. Yeah. When I was a young lad up at the cottage, I caught it.
I was a young warthog.
just over a foot long sucker, and I thought it was huge until now. It's like, you know, could have been bigger.
Yeah.
But, oh, when I was a young little boy, it was like the size of me, so I'm like, yeah, you know.
And I'll throw this up. Chrissy caught. A very rare fish, a red
oh, really?
Snapper.
A red snapper fish, nice. Oh, that's sweet looking.
Yeah,
wow.
It was nice. Beautiful, but they're illegal, so she had to throw it back.
Illegal to keep, yeah.
Yeah, they're only allowed 2 days out of the year.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people go out, though.
Yeah.
You know, to catch it and to maybe do something with it. No, I was thinking about that. I was like, man, fun vacations. I've had a lot of fun vacations. I really love to go north. I love to keep it in Michigan. I love the nature. I love the tall trees. I love the greenery. I love the blue breeze and everything like that. But
the blue breeze,
yeah,
as opposed
breeze.
To the red breeze.
No, just the blue breeze, man. It's just fucking. I don't know. It's just a feeling, you know. The northern breeze, you know.
The northern breeze.
Yeah.
Like King of the North.
It's so quiet that when it comes by, it sounds like a semi truck. Your friend would hate it up north, but yeah, it's just, I love that, but man, I've had some fun in the South. Man, I've had some fun in those, what do you call it, tropical places.
Yeah.
Like the cruise, I don't think I'll ever get over. That was fun, especially going out on the islands and being able to drink at those bars was really cool, you know?
Oh, yeah, because it was legal down there in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, mom was like, hey, go get us a 12-pack of beer. And I was like, okay. I was, you know, just about to turn 18. I wasn't even 18 yet. And
yeah.
And like, oh, yeah, stand next to the bar here. And I saw over it, and she handed it to me, and I walked away. I was like,
you could see over the bar. You could drink.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So. Yeah, that cruise was cool. That was a company that sent us on that cruise. That was real neat for Ryan, yeah.
It was. Yeah, they were like, what's one thing you've always wanted to do? And he was like, go on a cruise. He's like, with all my family. So they were like, okay, yeah, we'll make it happen. So, yeah, that was a beautiful time. I'll never get over that. But what are your guys' favorite vacations? I mean, you just had a great one, but like what's all time for you guys? I mean, like Like, what's one that you're go just ahead. Like, oh, I'd go on it anytime, you know?
Me and my mom and stepdad, we'll head up camping every year.
Yeah.
And I will never remember this camp, or I will never forget this camping trip.
I'll never remember it. It was so good.
No, but we're heading up to the UP.
There you go.
And we're kayaking to Mackinac Island.
Oh, cool.
And
kayaking all the way out. That's a long trip.
And my thing and my kayak flipped over.
Oh, no.
And it went straight into a bed of rocks. Like, oh, just pure jagged rocks.
That's no good. You hate that.
Yeah. So I'm like stepping on these rocks, bloody foot, like trying to get up. 10-year-old self trying to hoist myself up. And I have to, all my power, try to move back away from it.
Yeah.
But that was a fun trip.
Well, good. Good. That sounds like a fun trip.
Yeah, it was.
My favorite vacation was Vegas.
That was a very good trip. Yeah. I know we talk about it so much. It's probably because it's just...
It was so fun. Good.
Yeah. Oh, man. I did love Vegas. So good. That was a good way to kickstart my adult life. And I always think, you know, I turned an adult when I turned 16. I was an adult when I turned 18. And then I got out to Vegas and I was like, is this what the real world is like? Because I never want to leave it.
You know? Yeah.
Vegas. No, that was fun.
Big kid Disneyland.
It was. It was like an alcoholic's dream. No, it was fun. I never really believed. They say something about pumping oxygen into the bars.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah, and so it keeps you awake.
Yeah, stuff. You never really believe it until it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you're right? still going strong.
Yep.
And you're like, how? Like, I've been up since 8 o'clock in the morning. What's going on? It's 4 o'clock in the morning the next day. And yeah, you're still like, I could be up for hours. It's because you're getting all that oxygen. Every place you go into, it's not just the casinos and the bars and stuff. It's every building you go into, they're pumping oxygen into.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's better for all businesses. It's a really smart business move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but Vegas you're going with, hey?
Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is, you said, like, what's something you could go back and do every time?
It'd be that. It'd be Vegas. Yeah. Yeah. You just.
I would like to go on a cruise again, though.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
The food was so good.
Oh, yeah. The food.
Oh, my.
Oh. All the time. Anywhere food, all the go. Time. Anywhere. All the food.
Yep.
All the time.
Yep. All the time. Anywhere.
Yep.
You're never going to starve there. You're like, I'm bored. What am I going to do? Ice cream. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just anything. Oh, man. Well, is it about that time?
I'd say it's about that time for Beer of the Week.
Beer of the Week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
beer, yeah. Beer of the Week.
All right. This week, we have the Pastry Archie. Pastry Archie.
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 The Pastry Archie.
Oh, I Eddie. Get it. The Pastry Archie. Three scoops.
Pastry. Yep.
Three scoops Napolitano stout. Napolitan stout. Jesus. Try it again.
Here, let me try.
Pastryarchy, three scoops Napolitan stout from Dewclaw Brewing Company in Baltimore, Maryland. Which is weird because on the can it says New Jersey made.
I know. Isn't that weird? Maybe the canning is.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's a very good brewery.
Ale brewed with lactose, vanilla bean, cocoa nibs, and strawberry puree.
Yeah. So the Pastryarchy, I'm super excited to try, or as Eddie calls it, the Pastry Archie. But Declaw is a really good brewing company. I've had a few beers from them, so I'm super excited to try this.
Yeah, 7.5% ABV with a 28 IBU.
Wow, okay. Cheers. It's going to be smooth. Cheers. It's... To me, that is watery than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's very light.
Like,
and it's musty.
That's 7.5? That's
musty.
Three scoops Napolitano. Okay. Neapolitan stout. So three scoops. Is so that it's like
chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry?
Yeah, but at the same time, like when they put it in a cone, they got to get the two to even reach the surface of it, and then they just put the one scoop on there. Like, that's not enough ice cream. You need to put more in there. That's watery to me.
Yeah, that's. Oh, it's irking my tummy.
I really don't like that.
I don't like that either. Wow. That's we're gonna go with a one.
Yeah, I'm gonna back that. I'm gonna back that.
That's a one.
And Neapolitan is great ice cream. I was Gosh, I have a funny story about Neapolitan. We were walking out of work the other day, and we were talking about me and Dennis. We work at the same facility, and we were talking about how our facility is like gaining ground and getting bigger and posting up more buildings and everything like that. And then he goes, I was like, yeah, we're like a big city. And I think Dennis meant to say metropolitan. But he's like, yeah, we're like a mini Neapolitan. And I was like, man, I love that ice cream. And he goes, what? Oh, I'm stupid. And this was in front of a couple other coworkers. He started laughing. You know how he does it. He just ran away. Like, it was so funny.
That's funny.
We're just like a mini Neapolitan. He said.
That's great.
Oh, it was funny. But yeah, no, yeah, the claw, you could do better on that one.
I'm going to set that over there.
Both of us are.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Oh, there we go. All right. Well, sorry about that. Well,
yeah, no problem. You win some, you lose some.
Yep, right. You want to still go cheers it to endure that first drink with us, but you ain't going to. No need to save the can for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what is a good drink, though?
What's that?
Any of them that you can drink with movie theater popcorn.
Okay.
There's a huge thing out there, and I want to know your guys' take about it. But what's the best drink to have with movie theater butter popcorn? And there's a right answer. I'm going to let you know that right now, and it's my answer. But I'll let you guys go first. What's the best, like, if you're going to a movie and you're super excited to see this movie, so you don't want to get up, so you need to save that popcorn? Ricola.
Easy, yeah, really.
What are you drinking with it?
Pepsi.
Okay. Is there any type of Pepsi, or are you just going straight Pepsi?
Straight Pepsi.
I have a coworker that says Pepsis taste like wet napkins. Do you agree with that?
I say Pepsi tastes like window cleaner.
Does it? You think
it
so?
It does. It's beautiful and amazing.
Oh.
Coke.
That's so bad.
I mean,
he's like, I love my windows.
He's like, the best bleach. I'm just kidding.
It's not as bad as Valve Oil, but...
Jesus.
Terrible.
We used to do that. We used to put Valve Oil in Mr. Gaffney's coffee every morning. Because it wasn't coffee, it was rum and coke.
Yeah, I know it was, but Jesus.
Yeah. It wasn't every morning. I'm sorry. He used to make me go get his coke for his rum and coke.
Rum and coke,
And then Brent Abbs one day put Valve Oil in it, and like 20 minutes into band, he just goes, and ran to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So you think just straight Pepsi is the best?
Straight Pepsi.
All right, Eddie, where are you going with it?
I always get a fruit punch.
Ooh, that's wild. Yep, that is wild. Carbonation?
Nope. That's my go-to at the theater. I get a fruit punch.
And a large popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra butter. I put the white cheddar.
Oh, yeah, the little shakers.
I always drink the white cheddar.
You can buy those at stores now.
Oh, yeah.
The white cheddars.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty good. I, for one, have to go with the cherry Coke. It has to be cherry, and it has to be Coke. It's not going to be a cherry Pepsi. If they got cherry Pepsi, I tell them to go fuck themselves. You know, let me get something else. Mountain Dew, I don't really care. But it has to be a cherry Coke. And what you do is you fill your mouth full of popcorn, and then you take a little sip and let it soak in, and then you swallow that. Oh, it's so good. And that makes your popcorn last longer because you're doing two extra steps to eat it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tiffany does the M&Ms with the popcorn.
I like it.
She gets the M&Ms.
Have you tried it?
And then she does M&Ms with peanut butter pretzels, too. She was doing that on the plane.
M&Ms with peanut butter pretzels? Yeah, yeah. She's good with the
snack. M&Ms.
Yeah, she's a good snacker.
She's the snack queen.
She really is. You know, she taught me how to eat snacks the correct way, and that's be smart and combine them.
Yeah.
I have a popcorn machine in my house, and next to it we have M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, and gummies. That's what you kind of want next to it because you never know.
Regular gummies or special gummies?
Stop it. That special gummy is a couple drawers down. We do have that. We get so many damn samples.
I know, but I was about to say, like, if you have people over and they fucking mix them up, they're going to have a bad time.
No, yeah, we don't do that. Obviously, it always stays in the packaging, and we always let them know, hey, it's there if you want it, but we're never going to put it out.
Like, all right, we're going to play a fun game. It's called Gummy Roulette. And around they go, where they stop, nobody knows. Well, go.
I was telling Roger's dad joke the other day about how 5 out of 6 people absolutely love the idea of Russian roulette. It was terrible. Oh, I got the whole facility.
Oh, he told me one last night. He says, hey, you ever find yourself walking around in the store and you go to fart and you accidentally poop your pants and then the store you're in is a Target? Yeah, that's when it feels like driving a Toyota.
Oh my god.
That is amazing.
That's terrible.
Oh, I miss Raj. Why doesn't he do? Oh, he's busy.
Yeah, he's busy. They picked got up a the, new job, didn't he? Musical. They got musical. Garber's musical this week.
Yeah, that's crazy because it's always snowy during the musicals, and really, it's not been snowy up here. Michigan has a really mild winter this year.
I'm good with it. Mild winter is all right. I mean, that's I got my shorts and polo on. You know, I'm still burnt, so I'm more warm. Hot.
Yeah.
But it's like 50 out, and I figure that's about 50 is about the time that I throw shorts on.
Yeah.
As long as it's sunny. If it's windy and cloudy, then no. Okay, but as long as the sun's out.
Yeah, so that's your answer to the next segment here is like, what's shorts weather?
Yeah, you know, 50 and sunny.
50 and sunny? You're thinking up, and that's when you're putting on
50 and up, as long as it's sunny.
My boss refuses to wear pants. Isn't that weird?
Weird.
He always is in shorts. And he's a good dude, but he just never wears pants at all. He's always in a shorts and a sweatshirt.
He's always in his underwear. He never wears pants. He takes those signs where it's like, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Well, fuck, right. I'm not wearing pants.
Well, that's what I told him. I was like, next Christmas, I'm going to get you like 3 pairs of jeans just so they can sit in your closet. You end up throwing them away like 4 years later. But no, it is funny. Yeah, if you ever see him in pants, you're like, where are you going? Why is it fancy? You know, because if it's like that, it's like dress pants and stuff. It's like, who do you got a fancy dinner date with? You know, but no, shorts weather to me, it's got to be hot. I love wearing my pants. I love my black jeans.
Man. Yeah.
I wear these year round. But unlike my boss, I'm always wearing pants. But no, if it's silky shorts type of stuff, you know, you can go out and lounging and stuff like that. But I don't really like my khaki shorts. I don't really do that much. Unless I'm golfing. If I'm golfing, I'm not going to have swamp ass at the course.
Yeah.
Like, that's just embarrassing. Like, if you get out of the cart and there's a wet spot on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that just sucks. That sucks. So I really can't help it when we do our leagues down there after work. I always wear pants to work because it's cold in my facility. And then I go there and it's like a super hot day and I'm like, fuck. I was like, it's so hot out here. You know, I'm dying. But
yeah, I want to get back to that. But what about you? When is it? When what's the temperature to wear? Start wearing shorts.
Weathers?
Any?
You're wearing them all winter long. You don't care.
You've seen me in t-shirt and shorts.
Colin's at that age.
You proceed to yell at me, but I will go in t-shirt and shorts while it's snowing. I have.
Well, what Colin's at that age where he's like, whatever's clean, man. I just throw it on. I've been there. Yeah. I have been there. It's like whatever's clean. I don't want to smell like a hunk of junk. Just throw it on and get to class, you know, stuff like that. I understand. You said you wanted to get back to something.
It is almost golf league again. We're coming back around. We got next month golf league starts.
Actually talking to you. We never played with him, but it was that old guy that always took his golf swing too seriously on the range. Remember that guy? Him and his son.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I was talking to him the other day, and
he looked
at me like he knew me. So I called him over.
Yeah.
Come here. You know. I was just like excited about this year, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, what are you doing here? I was like, you don't look like the type of guy to be at Pintown or anything like that. And he goes, oh, I'm bowling. Like, I do the bowling league. And I'm like, holy shit. And I was like, you just do them all, don't you? I was like, I know there's like a knitting place down there. You're getting a knitting league too, you know?
Right.
But we started laughing. He was like, no. He's like, we're going to have you guys out again. And I was like, oh, of course. And he goes, good. We need the young people in the league. And I was like, every person has told it. Yeah, like every person has told me.
Oh, yeah, we should probably call them and make sure that we're on the list.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll sign up. Well,
I was just, for some reason, I was like, oh, well, we did it once. We're just naturally going to be again, but we should probably actually make sure. Yeah,
well, I know Jim knows that we're going to do it, so he probably won't let it start without us.
Yeah.
He probably won't.
Yeah. But no, I'm excited. Yeah, we got golf coming back. Where would you want to golf? Where's your dream? Like, what's your dream golf vacation?
Oh, man.
I don't know if we talked about this or not.
I don't know if I would. I don't like leaving the state for golf.
Really?
I love Michigan golf. One of my favorite courses, honestly, like top three, if you ask me, is Pine River up there.
It's real nice.
Yeah, it's like a low. It's not widely known, but it's gorgeous.
Oh,
once
it's real
you get
nice.
In the back nine,
yep.
There's like that. I think it's hole 10, actually. I think it's the first hole on the back nine. And it's just an alleyway and you're just huge trees all the way down.
Yep.
That's beautiful. And I love the sound of a golf ball being hit out of the woods. As much as I don't want to be in the woods, if it's the actual hole, like the fairways in the middle of the woods, it sounds so gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
that echo ricochet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous. Especially if it flies by you. You're like, hey, fuck. That sounded nice. Like, don't yell four. Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do the treetops. I want to go up to Gaylord. I would love to do a treetops vacation.
What's that show? That did? Big Break?
Yeah, Big Break. Big Break. Yeah, the first season was up in treetops. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, would we bring Colin?
Yeah.
Get out there? Yeah,
Colin's actually got a swing on him
He's gotten a lot better. You're a real good golfer now, man. Yeah,
I'm happy.
We went out with Anthony last year with one of the guys I work with at Maple Leaf, and he hit it. I got this great shot of him teeing off the onto the island out there, and it was real cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
I'm happy to have another lefty with the group, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, lefties.
Yeah, I really want to upgrade my clubs, and if not, you know buy them off me. Buy my Golden Bears that sell to you for about 23.5 cents. That's what they're worth. But the company's great. Golden Bears company's great. These clubs, oh my god. Yeah. This is their starter clubs. I'm just kidding.
I don't have the money for it, but I would really like to get fitted. I'd like to have a good pitching wedge, like a good 56 degree, and I would love to have a new driver because mine's like 20-some years old now, it's probably going to break this season. So.
Yeah, it probably will, but you're still a menace with it. I love every time.
It's a $40 Meyer driver.
Yeah, you tell that story. Like some person will get pissed at the league and just be like, why does he always have the, like, longest? I mean, when you hit it straight, it's all the way to the green, blah, 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 blah. And he always has to tell that story about he picked it up for 40 bucks at a Meyer. And you could just see the people that had, they're putting away their $450 driver just with a pissed face because they only piped it 150 off to the left. And they're just like, it's $40 Meyer. It was always great. Yeah, I bought this 40 bucks. Yeah, this 20, like 20 years ago.
Yeah. $40. Got my money's worth out of this guy.
Yeah, they're just like, fuck you. It's so great. I mean, I picked mine up for like $80 at Dunham's. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just not bad at all.
Well, I told you, I walked out of there with a brand new drive because my driver did break and it sounded like you were hitting it with a cast iron pan at that point. So, I walked in there and I walked out with a brand new driver and a brand new putter for $100. $100. And I was like, that's a great deal because it's a great putter too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was really happy. Now you have my old putter.
I do.
Your bag. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Colin's got his old clubs. They're working pretty well, aren't they?
They are. I really like them.
Yeah. He basically uses driver, 7-iron, and putter. Like, that's about it.
Well, shit. as a pro does, he does that too. Yeah. So that's really cool, yeah. And I've seen the 7-stroke, too. Like, it's really nice. Your iron work is good. So if you just keep at it, you'll never be good enough, but you'll be right where me and your dad are. Just have fun. Because if you were good, you'd be getting paid for it. And if you are that good, please take me with you.
Yeah. I would love to. That's all we ask.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to be your caddy. That's too much like work. But I'll take tickets.
Right. Exactly. like me and your dad will be on the sidelines with beer going, go, Colin!
Yeah.
And how'd you get that Rolex watch? My son. Yeah. My son is good at golf. I like playing for fun.
Yep.
Have you ever played this course? No. I'm not allowed. No, it's fun, though. It's a good time, and I can't wait to get back out. It takes me back to the time we did the that foundation tournament this last year, and it was
the
us Megan three
May
and dad.
Yeah.
And my... Obviously, Raj is kind of hard at seeing now, but he was behind a pine tree, so he couldn't even see the green. And I remember that it was the first hole, and all of our drives just went shit.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, we weren't ready for that. We were pre-gaming it at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we all just hit shitty shots, and Raj takes the first stroke from behind the pine tree. All three of us duff it after him. But he puts it perfectly. Well, I couldn't see it. And I was like, neither could we. Dumbass, we were behind a pine tree. You popped it over and put it right next to the green.
Yeah.
And you sunk the 8-foot putt. It was like, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Colin came out clutch, man. He had a lot of good shots.
That's what I'm saying. And the two guys that have been playing golf all year in that league didn't do shit. Me and you, me and you didn't help at all. But Raj, that was hard at seeing at the time. And Colin just ran it for us.
Oh, yeah.
They were the reason they saved our scores.
Wasn't that the day where you said, just do it at a 180 degree angle, and I'm like, I'm gonna shoot it over three lanes.
Wasn't that when he hit the tree and it came flying back at us?
Yeah,
yeah,
that was
yeah.
A fun
he took
day.
A driving and hits a tree directly to the left of us, comes flying back at us.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. It was Green's this way, and you're telling me to shoot that way.
Yeah.
And it goes straight, and it's like 10 meters off the green.
Yeah, that was perfect.
That was
10 meters. All right, Europe.
Yeah, right. Well, you know how his little fucking measuring shit. Everything is either a sandwich or super a salad.
Okay, yeah. Screw
10 meters. Like, he's like, he's all, are you sure you live in Michigan, brother? We measure shit by Jaws around here. Like, it's a Jaws link away.
I was saying that out of the boat. They didn't laugh as hard as I was.
Oh,
I was like, this boat's like, you know, almost two Jaws. And they're like, what? I was like, Jaws was 25 feet, so this boat's almost two Jaws.
Really? Dead air?
Just crickets. I was like,
wow.
And then I went, I think we're going to need a bigger boat. And then nobody. And really? I was like, I'm shutting up.
You're like, give me like, a fucking beer.
Yeah, I couldn't even drink, man. The boat was so wavy. I was like, I'm going to have a spit. I don't want to spit on this $200,000 boat. I was like, Jesus.
One bump and Eddie flies out.
Dude, I did almost. I tried to nap at one point because it takes like 2 hours to get out there, you know?
Yeah.
And I was trying to nap and we hit a bump and I almost flipped out of my seat and I was like, wah! And caught myself at one point. So
that's funny. Yeah. Just fucking boo, 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 boo.
Weren't you talking about how they had to have you move seats and the boat would literally tip?
Oh, so it was that was on when we were heading out to Marvin Key because it kept bottoming out, right? Well, I didn't want to sit. I was sitting directly in the sun. I'm at the front. I'm sitting sideways and I'm trying to see stuff. Well, in the middle of the boat, it was like kind of middle back. There were seats that were under the awning and you're facing forward. So I kept wanting to sit in that seat. And they were like, no, you got to move to the front. Because then when I'd move to the front, the back would kick up. And then it wasn't dragging. And I was like, son of a bitch. And I was like, my tubby ass got to sit in the front. So.
You're like, I hate a weight distributed vehicle.
Uncle Marty was real diplomatic about it, though. Because I was like, can I sit back here? And he went, well, he goes, I might have to have you sit in the front. And I was like, okay. So I went to the front and then and then it started going. I went, damn it. Yeah.
You're like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off the boat now, man. Oh,
you guys wrestle.
That's funny. Oh, man. I remember our good old days jet boating out at Wixom Lake. R.I.P. that
Yeah,
lake.
Tell me. Yeah, tell me. Because Tiffany was like, oh, this takes me back to my childhood. Well, you guys were bougie and used to boat out on the cottage at the lake all the time, man.
I see. So I always wanted to drive. But I did see that photo of that picture you and Jason took in the water and Tiff was back there and she was doing this little hand dance thing and I was like, oh, she drinking. But she was in the front. And it took me back to those days because I'm like, the ladies always wanted to sit in the front of the pontoon. They were always in the front
where the
lounging.
Sun is, yep.
And their legs were always out. They were always trying to catch a tan. She's always doing the little hand thing. She just like dons down. She grew
well,
up
and
to
see,
be
and
dons.
Tiffany doesn't drink. She'll have one or two. Yeah. But when we get around my cousin Jason and his fiance Chrissy,
she drinks.
Yeah, they feed her pickle shots. Like, oh, and that's good. And so she
that's
has like 10, 12 pickle shots, and then they get these little fruity sangria thingies and all this. Oh, yeah. So she consumes the entire year's alcohol in 1 week when we're with them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was the same in Colorado. She was like, that was more than I've had my entire life combined.
No, and that's good to see. You know, she's having fun.
Oh,
She's coming out and stuff like
getting
that.
Getting loose,
But I saw that picture, and then it brought me back to my days, and I'm like, man, I remember the time that we went out tubing on the jet boat, and my grandpa thought it was a great idea to let 7-year-old me sit in the driver's seat.
Oh, snap.
On Wixom Lake. And my favorite thing to do was take turns at high speeds. But the one thing I forgot is we had a tube in the back. So, Adam... which I can't wait to have him on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Have the phone in.
When he comes up. Yeah.
Comes up for the holidays or anything.
Cousin
like
Adam.
That. Cousin Adam. Him and Ryan were in the tube. So my grandfather was like, yep, you sit your ass down and you're driving this one. And my dad goes, or Raj goes, yep. Like, this is going to be funny. So nice. I'm sitting in the middle of Wixom Lake, and then we were at the Big Bay part. So we weren't close to any docks or anything like that.
Yeah.
And my grandfather, so I'm sitting on my grandfather's lap because I'm not big enough to, you know, be able to to see over the, you know, bow and everything. He just floors it, puts the lever all the way up. So I'm like, yeah, this is amazing. And I just hit a turn. It's super hard, and we flew. And we catch the inner wave, so we whip back. It was basically like being on a zero turn.
Yeah.
And then my grandpa just pulls it all the way back and slows all the way down because I thought maybe I took the turn too hard. No, it was just funny to see Adam Aron go, wrap around the boat completely. They end up derping it. Oh, I took the third, and they just
awesome.
And you know, being like, what do you call those things at a playground? Like the
merry-go-round.
Yeah, the merry-go-round. When you're on the outside, you whip around really fast if someone climbs in close. So the boat was the closer part, and they just went shoo, all the way around, and they fell. And that was the last time I drove tubing. But my grandpa, my dad, I think they almost shit themselves. They were laughing so hard. We rolled up to them, and the kids Ryan and Adam were crying, screaming at us because I'm sure they got like rashes from how hard they. Because I swear to God, it was like you threw like a flat stone. It was like and then they sunk. Their asses hit the ground so many times.
Yeah, oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah. I love tubing, though. Tubing stories are fun.
Oh, yeah.
Going tubing and everything like that. Yeah.
Like that one last call, the Thunderstruck, when tubing. That's when I learned Thunderstruck, yeah.
Yep. But getting whipped around by a boat is, oh, man, it's scary. Like, you almost are like, I don't want to fall, so you're gripping on for the life of you. But when you fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it flips, so, like, if I don't let go, I'm going to die because I can't flip it back over. Yeah. Oh, man. And I've had a tube flip on me to where I was dragging my face for a little bit, too.
Yeah, my cousin Zach did that to me when we go down to Allegan for 4th of July back in the day,
I swear these tubing companies make certain tubes that, like, fly in the air, too, and slam down really hard to get you off of it. I'm like, these people are probably thinking about it like, oh, this is going to make, they're going to fall off this easy, you know?
How can we damage their soul, spirit, and body?
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Oh, man.
Oh, is it about that time?
I think it's about that time.
Last call. Da-ding, ding, da-ding.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again.
That is my favorite song. I love it.
Yeah.
This is last call for alcohol this evening. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah.
We were talking about really cool theme songs and stuff from, like, back in the day, like Cartoon Network. Like, There's No Reason stuff had to go so hard, like Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Powderpuff Girls and everything like that. And stuff like that. And then I heard this one, and I was like, that's such a jazzy
theme. Yeah.
Like, Eric. We're fucking killing it out there. But anyway, as she stated before, it is time for the last call. So
last call for alcohol. Sure. Colin, kick us off with your last call story.
All right. Well, it starts off by having a pretty good weekend. And me and my stepdad get on our mini bikes. And we start riding around the block. And Ryan, we're having fun.
Did you said mini bikes?
Yeah.
Nice, okay. Like motorized little guys, all right.
But he took the governor off his.
Oh.
So that thing went 60 as mine went 30. Which was
he's
trying to catch
Rob's
up.
Rob's a real smart guy, man. That dude knows anything and everything mechanical and
oh,
all
does
that.
He? Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had that kind of knowledge. He's a real smart guy.
I slowly customized my mini bike. So then if I went from a dead stop and just floored it, it would go puh, 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 and then hit 70 immediately. And it was faster than Rob's without the governor.
Oh, geez.
And it was beautiful. But we're flying down the road, and I look over at him, and then I look back down, and there are these three big potholes
oh, yeah.
right
oh,
in
no.
front of me.
Yeah.
and it goes 1, 2, 3, and I fly off.
Oh, no.
And I land on the ground, and the engine is about 3 inches away from my face.
Holy cow.
And he gets my helmet off, and he's like, "Are you okay?" I go, "That was sick." He goes,
"Let's do it again."
Yeah. And he goes, "Oh, my God, do you need to go to the hospital?" I'm like, "No, I'm okay." Didn't cry once. Everything was okay.
Nice.
And hop back on the mini bike. Did it again.
Yeah, yeah. We kept going, and nice. We just floored it. Had
that's
fun.
That's awesome.
But I think that's how I broke my nose.
Oh yeah.
So no, you did need to go to the hospital. It was just the adrenaline.
It is not straight. I can.
Oh, jeez.
Like, it goes da, 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 da.
Oh, Jesus.
Fun.
Yeah.
You're all right. Yeah. That's a story to
you're
remember.
Alive.
Right there.
You're alive. You're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just rub some dirt in it. You're right. Fine.
Yep. Yeah, crush your toe and the nose won't hurt no more type of deal.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, man. When I was fresh 21, I went to Munger.
Okay.
By myself. My friends were already at the Derby and I had gotten out of work.
Oh, the Fest.
The Munger
Fest.
Potato Fest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant you were like, I went to Shannon's.
No.
My 21st birthday, we spent at Shannon's.
That is facts.
Is it?
Munger Potato Festival, I went to Shannon's alone and my buddies were at the Derby and I was like, I'll get there.
Yeah.
I'll get there. And I got absolutely shit-faced. And at that point, edibles just came out in the state of Michigan recreationally. And I was like, I'm 21. So what a nerd's rope. Edibles had never done anything for me. So I'm like, whatever, I'll pop it because a nerd's rope is a nerd's rope. It's good. So I took it. And I walked it through, and then I started videotaping myself because I was so gone at that point. Drinking, and I think this edible kicked in, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, if I die, I want this to be my last. So I'm walking through, and I'm looking over.
This is my
over,
last
and
will and like, testament.
I was like, oh, my God, they sell swords. Wow. Oh, my God, they sell tasers. Wow. Everything like that. So I get to the Derby.
You still have that video?
Yes.
You're going to have to. Can we put it on the website?
That would be fantastic. I get to the Derby, and this is the time where a lot of us used to hang out at the Cat's Meow at night and stuff like that. And we were the Hicks, you know, just the Hick group.
You know,
they're just the yee yee motherfucker. They didn't wear in the state of Michigan. Didn't make much sense, but that's who we were. Everybody owned a truck, everybody like that. And I pulled up in my 1984 Buick Park Avenue, loved it. But anyway. We got there and we had a whole stand to ourselves. So I found the boys and I was like, yeah, like 23, 35 of us, whatever it was. And there was a dude in the top corner that took out a gallon-sized bag, a freezer bag of pre-rolled cigarettes, kind of like Raj does. Like they
ones.
And he's
like,
in the middle, there, anybody want a cigarette? Everyone went, yeah. So he's just fucking the dealer of them, just passing them out, you know, like that. We're all smoking everything like that. John finds me.
Okay.
So he wobbles down and he goes,
wobbles.
He goes, hey, pats me on the shoulder and he goes, look over there. And in the baseball field, they got these huge hamster balls that people are running and just hitting each other with. And he goes, you know how much that is? And I said, what? And he goes, $8 for 20 minutes.
That sounds amazing.
He goes, how much money you got on you? And I said, 20 bucks. And he goes, fuck yeah. So he points over and he grabs two more people and we head over there. And we go, yep, we want 20 minutes or whatever. They're like, all right, $8 a person, blah, blah, blah. So I spend $8. John spends $8. A couple other guys spend $8. They get us in these hamster balls. You are strapped and you ain't going anywhere. You're just going to have fun. And they go, now, when you land, do not cower. Do not put it in like the pretzel, you know, like don't do anything with your legs. Just try to stand back up and you won't break your legs. And we're like, fuck. Like, this is the real deal. So they line us up. One's at home. One's at third base. One's at second base. One's at first base. And then the whistle blows.
Okay.
And I'm looking around and I turn to John and he's already coming at me. And I'm like, fuck. So we meet at the pitcher's mound because he's on first. I'm on third. We meet at the pitcher's mound. Boom. You know, we go back. I shit you not, I could not get up for like 4 minutes of it. Because it's just like when I tried to get up, boom, here comes another one. And I'm sure every time it was John, but it was just funny. That motherfucker just wanted to keep me down. But that is a blast. If you guys ever see those things, you need to hop in them.
Oh, it
that
sounds
was,
great.
That was so much fun. And regardless if I was drunk, whatever I was, I didn't throw up. Like, it wasn't like a throw up type of thing. It was just
God.
Having fun.
That would
it was
be
like
so bad.
Pool.
You're trapped in a hamster wheel. You throw up, and then you're just rolling around and all of that.
But no, because it's not like a running thing. It's like those orbs that you put over top, so your legs are free.
Oh,
so you're running around with the orbs. No. No, you're like, you have an orb and you hit. So your legs are free. They're out. Oh, man, it was so much fun. So you could run at top speed.
That's why he's like, you won't break your leg. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, you could run at top speed. It was just fun. And now you see sports that people do it and they play soccer with those things on them. Oh, that'd be such a blast.
That's wild.
You know, like running with the ball and all of a sudden you just get smoked. Like, that should be a professional sport in my opinion.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie, I don't want to say the name of your last call because, yeah, I just know what's going to happen.
Okay. So it was last night in Key West.
The last night you guys had?
Last night, yeah. And we'd gotten back from fishing. We had packed all the shrimp and everything, vacuum packed them all, put them in the freezer, and everybody was out. Like, they went to bed. And we were like, well, we got to be up kind of early. We got to fly out and everything. And so Jason and I stayed up till about 1. But we get back in the bar, and we're like, man, is there a deck of cards or anything around here? Like, we play some euchre or whatever, or play some three-man dice or something?
Yeah.
We're looking everywhere. We couldn't find a deck of cards or dice or anything anywhere. I was like, man. I was like, well, I got my phone. I said, there's got to be, like, a dice app or something. So I just Googled, like, roll dice, and it popped right up within nice. Google. I was like, yeah. Oh, cool. So I taught him how to play three-man. And when you only have two people, that game is real dangerous.
Is it?
Yeah, it's normally meant for a group of people. But we ended up playing that for a couple hours. And then in between, there's like, it's a full bar. It's full. There's anything and everything you can think of all the way around. And there was some like raspberry vodka, whatever, and all this. And so we were doing like shots in between. And I don't do shots normally. Like, I'm not, it doesn't sit well. Well, we did them. And we kept drinking. We're playing the three man, and we got a few rounds down. We're you know, it gets later, and I was like, uh oh. And Jason's like, what? And I went, I'd have a spit. And that whole week, I was doing great. But I think it was some of those shots got to me, so I had to run to the bathroom.
Yep.
Yep.
Throw up in the toilet or the sink or
in the toilet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was cordial.
Good.
But yeah. I was thought I was doing real well, but I had a spit.
Oh, man.
No. Nope.
That was the three, man. That gets you.
Yeah. But it was great. It was, we were playing it on the dice, and we were keeping score, and then we're betting money. We're like, all right, whoever wins the round, like, gets a dollar. Like, we only had, like, $10 on us, you know. Yeah. And so we're like, yeah, we're going to get a dollar and everything.
Just
so,
fun
yeah.
gambling.
Yeah, yeah, we're just playing three man with a phone, gambling. In the bar.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Just like, that was a bit. That's the worst.
Yeah. But it's real nice because out in the channel and everything, we went out and we watched the fish. We'd throw a chum block into the channel.
Nice.
And there was a light that we had down in the water.
Yeah.
So you could see all the fish come
that.
Up and everything.
Yeah.
There are a lot of snappers and then these things called chubs.
Yeah.
Something chubs.
Little chubs.
Yeah. And they're like the most useless fish. They do nothing. They eat everything. Yeah. And you can't eat them. And then they swim upside down sometimes because they're stupid. And they think the light is the sun and that they're going the wrong way.
God damn it.
Just the most useless fish.
Yep.
Yeah. But it was a great, great, great time.
That's
absolutely
fun. That's awesome, man.
Damn.
I am happy you guys had a great time down there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got some sun for the first time in your life.
Yeah, right. Visiting Hemingway House, as Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.